Well, is not something we're happy talking about. And yet, without a healthy gut, many believe we'll struggle to be happy. Among them is Wiltshire's Catherine Brooke McKenzie. She's trained in holistic medicine and runs a clinic in Chippenham helping people get healthier stomachs. She's just written a book subtitled 31 Things You Can Do If You Want a Better Poo. And she told me that she believes a light-hearted approach is key to tackling a tricky topic.
I think humour makes the message easier to deliver, or people can receive it better if you know, you can have a laugh about the subject.
Yeah, I mean, you've pretty much made your life and work about poo and healthy guts. Why the fascination? How did it all start?
Yeah, it's a great question, and one I get asked an awful lot. I think lots of complementary health practitioners get into their particular field as a result of their own experience. And I experienced some sort of trauma when I was younger, and then had some emotional problems as a result of that, and used the whole kind of coping strategy of sex, drugs, and rock and roll to get through. And of course, you pay a price for that with your physical health. Yeah. And so I was a bit of a pickle. And it was about 16, 17 years ago. I had a colon hydrotherapy treatment, and if it didn't save my life, it certainly changed it.
Wow. Having said that, that's quite a statement, Catherine. How key is a healthy gut to a healthier and therefore happier life?
Absolutely essential. And it's not just about having sort of remedying gut problems either. We have this thing called our gut microbiome, which is essentially the bacterial environment that lives within us. And that's responsible for a myriad of functions. It helps to support our digestive transit. We helps to synthesize minerals and vitamins from the food that we eat. And of course, when our gut bacteria are imbalanced, then we also don't make the necessary hormones and neurotransmitters that are required to keep us engaged in life and happy, like you've just said, and also free from anxiety and motivated, you know, so that you want to get on and do things with your life.
Yeah. So how easy is it for people to rebalance their gut, to kind of sort things out down there?
Well, it does depend. Of course, lifestyle is a really big influential factor. Age is another one. Stress levels is another. And of course, diet. Sadly, it's most of the stuff that people like doesn't do us any good. You know, so fast food and alcohol and, you know, fast living, really, that's all very detrimental to a happy, healthy gut.
Now, I know your book's subtitle is 31 Ways to Have Better Bowel Movements, shall we say. But could you give us your top three tips that can help us, in the first instance, feel better?
One of the major things is hydration. Lots of people are really very dehydrated. We eat lots of, drink lots of diuretics, you know, teas, coffees, lots of alcohol, that kind of thing. So keeping your bowel hydrated is absolutely key. Lots of fresh water, that's going to help us a lot. Something else that some people know, but not all, is how you position yourself when you're sitting on the loo. So I'm trying to be somewhat delicate here. And you might think, well, it's surely just sit. It's like a chair, you sit in it. But if you elevate your feet off the floor, so if you have a little stool that you can put in front of you, I like a stool joke if I can get one in.
See what you did there.
And put your feet, thank you. And if you put your feet up on it, then that puts you into a more natural position for opening your bowels. So it puts you into a squat position, which is what you do if you were out in nature and, you know, got caught short. Modern toilets, aesthetically pleasing, but not that good for our bowels, unfortunately.
Your third quickly.
the less amount of processed food we can eat, the better we're going to be. You know, when you start looking at labels, there's an inordinate amount of really horrible chemicals and, you know, ingredients that our bodies often don't recognize. So the more natural we can eat, the more seasonal we can eat, the better we're going to be.
See, you were worried, you were anxious when I said we were talking about poo, but isn't she brilliant? Catherine Brooke McKenzie there from Chippenham. If you want to find out more about her or her book, her name, Catherine Brooke McKenzie, look her up. She's fascinating. So back